Chapter 5 now is going to answer that for us. Let me read this first verse. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for man in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Now, we have in this verse actually the definition of a priest, and there are here, I believe, three requirements. Number one is, he must be taken from among men. That means that he must be a man. He must be a representative, you see. And he represents man, but he represents man to God. And we're told here, he's ordained for man in things to God, you see. He goes to God. Now, he must therefore be acceptable to God. And you'll notice that is the suggestion here, for man in things to God. And when you get down to verse 4, we're told specifically, and no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. In other words, he must be God ordained. So that we have here, he must be a man, and he must go to God, and he must be acceptable to God. And, in other words, he must be ordained of God. And then, notice back in verse 1, he is ordained for man. He goes from man to represent them, and from among man. He must be one of them, and he represents them. That is, he represents them to God. Now, we can now draw a distinction, I think, between a priest and a prophet. What is a priest and what is a prophet? Well, a priest goes from man to God to represent man before God. But a prophet comes from God to man with a message from God. Now, that's the difference. And very candidly, it's a very important difference that we need to recognize here, that the priest, he is on the way from man going up to God, and the prophet is coming down on the other side of the freeway, and he's coming from God to man. A prophet, someone who speaks for God. And therefore, I'm not really concerned in hearing a priest telling me what God has to say. His business is to represent us before God. Now, the only one who can represent us, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the priesthood actually is not for lost sinners, but for saved sinners. Do you remember John says, little children, my little born ones, these things write I unto you that you sin not. Well, I'm sorry, John, you're talking to a boy that sinned. Even as a child of God, I've sinned. Now, he took care of me there, for he says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus. He represents me up there, and I have an accuser up there, he accuses me, and he's my enemy, he's Satan. The Lord Jesus represents me up there. He's my high priest. He is the one who represents me before God. That's one reason that I never would be satisfied to have just a priest down here. And I want to make this very clear and be very candid and honest about it and not attempt to be critical. But my problem would always be this. You are going to represent me before God. Well, are you sure that you're acceptable to God? Are you one that has accreditation? Have you passed your bar examination so that up there you can represent me? Now, we can pray one for another, but we can't represent one another before God, you see. I need somebody to represent me, and I'm very happy that I have someone that represents me before God. Now, that's what we're talking about, the great high priest. Now, will you notice that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices And our Lord has offered himself, as the writer here is going to make it abundantly clear, that he had something to offer, and he offered himself. And when he offered himself, silver and gold would absolutely turn to lead. It had turned to dirt compared to the precious blood of Christ that has redeemed us. Now, will you notice here something else? He offers sacrifices for sins, not sin. It's plural, not singular. In other words, it speaks of the life of the believer here, of sin. When you lost your temper, that's sin. Did you go to God and confess that? Well, you have a representative up there that is there to make intercession for you, and he represented you before God. We need today one like that.